moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. He was barking at the two men who were gambling in the dark. It was Stagg Lee and Billy, two men who gamble late. Stagg Lee threw seven, Billy swore that he threw eight. Stagg Lee told Billy, I can't let you go with that. You've won all my money in my brand new Stetson hat. Stagg Lee went home and he got his 44. Said, I'm going to the bottom just to pay that debt I owe. Go on, Stagg Lee.
Welcome to Mondo Hollywood on 101.5 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Amanda Stefaniak, and today is part two of my tribute to the talent we lost in 2021. We started off the show with a song featured in the 1989 teen dance film Shag called Stagg Lee that became a number one hit in 1959 for Lloyd Price, who passed away last May at the age of 88. And we have a few more musicians to pay tribute to in this next set, including Don Everly of the Everly Brothers, who passed away at age 84 in August. And we'll also hear from the careers of Charles Grodin and Olympia Dukakis, who we lost in May, from two of their breakthrough films, 1972's The Heartbreak Kid and 1988's Moonstruck. And we lost two great international stars in Sonny Chiba and Jean-Paul Belmondo. And for Chiba, we'll hear the 1974 theme to The Street Fighter. And for Jean-Luc Godard's frequent leading man Belmondo, we'll hear the love theme from 1960's Breathless. But first, let's pay tribute to musician B.J. Thomas, we lost in May at the age of 78, with the Oscar-winning Burt Bacharach Hal David song he performed from 1969's Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
shelter greeting me. A raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
Us in, and it's either sink or swim. keep your head, look around, do your best, you'll soon be safe and sound, and you can rest. But till then, keep your smile glued on tight, you'll be alright, you're going far.
Keep it up. Kids, just gather around for business beat of the day. I'ma teach you some sounds. Okay, here's business beat of the day. Okay, kids, one more time. Now practice this at home, and I'll see y'all next time. Bye-bye.
You're listening to part two of Mondo Hollywood's tribute to the talent we lost in 2021 on 101.5 UMFM. For complete set lists or to hear part one of this tribute, please visit the show's website at mondohollywood.ca. And that was Biz Markie with one of his beats of the day from his regular segment on the early 2000s children's show, Yo Gabba Gabba. And sadly, we lost the rapper last July at age 57. But I do hope you were able to pick up some beatboxing skills from the Just the Friend singer. And before that was a Switchblade theme from composer Ralph Carmichael's score for 1970's The Cross and the Switchblade. It's a lot funkier than you would think coming from the man credited for creating contemporary Christian music. Before that, we heard actor-director Melvin Van Peebles with Won't Be Me from his groundbreaking 1971 film Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song. We lost some stars from the golden age of Hollywood last year, including actress Arlene Dahl, who came up through the MGM studio system and appeared in many films opposite Red Skelton, including the 1950 musical Three Little Words with Fred Astaire. We'll hear Dahl, who was also mother to actor Lorenzo Lamas, with I Love You So Much from that film. We'll also hear British actress Sally Ann Howes in her most well-known role as Truly Scrumptious in 1968's Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. But she also appeared in 1945's Dead of Night which is one of the very best horror anthology films ever made. There will also be tributes to composers Stephen Sondheim and Leslie Bricus, who worked on some of the most well-known film themes, including Goldfinger and the soundtrack of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. But we'll hear Bobby Darin with the song originally written for 1967's Dr. Dolittle called Beautiful Things. So let's start the set off with another MGM studio legend, Jane Powell, who passed away at age 92 in September. Here she is with other members of the 1954 Seven Brides for Seven Brothers cast, including Russ Tamblyn, with Goin' Courtin', featuring the lyrics of Johnny Mercer.
Goin' courtin', oh, it sets your senses in a whirl. Goin' courtin', goin' courtin', dudin' up to go and see a girl. Oh, it's fun to hunt and shoot a gun, or to catch a rabbit on the run. But you'll find it's twice as sportin' goin' courtin'. Now there's lots of things you gotta know. Be sure the parlor light is low. You sidle up and squeeze her hand. Let me tell you, fellas, that it's grand. You hem and haw a little while. She gives you kind of half a smile. You cuddle up, she moves away. Then the strategy comes into play. Goin' courtin', goin' courtin', if you find it hard to break the ice. Goin' courtin', goin' courtin', here's a little feminine advice. Roll your eyes and heave a little sigh. Grunt and groan like you're about to die.
Oh!
That is what's known as emoting, going cold.
How about sparking?
Parlor's darkened?
Yeah.
And you're longing for a fond embrace?
Uh-huh.
What about petting and sofa setting?
Suppose she ups and slaps your face.
Yeah.
Just remember, blessed are the meek. Don't forget to turn the other cheek. Pretty soon you'll both be larking, going sparking, going dancing.
Going dancing?
At a fancy ball or minuet. Going dancing, you'll impress them with your etiquette.
Learning how to dance?
Uh-huh. Yes, it came direct from Paris, France. It will help with your romancing, going dancing.
Waste your pucker on some all-day sucker. And don't try a toffee or cream. If you seek perfection in sugar confection, well, there's something new on the scene.
A mouthful of cheer. A sweet without peer.
A musical morsel supreme.
Toot. Sweets. Toot. Sweets. The candies you whistle, the whistles you eat. Toot, sweets, toot, sweets, the eatable, tweetable treats.
Toot, sweets, toot, sweets, the toot of a flute with the flavor of fruit. Toot, sweets, toot, sweets. sweets, no longer need candy, be mute.
Don't waste your pucker on some all-day sucker.
And don't try a toffee or cream. If you seek perfection in sugar confection,
well, there's something new on the scene.
That mouthful of cheer,
that sweet without peer,
that musical morsel supreme.
Toot, sweets, toot, sweets, a bonbon to blow on at last has been found. Toot, sweets, with tweetable, eatable sound. Their value is intrinsic.
Surpass any mincemeat. Oh, marshmallow mouthful, you munch.
The licorice is chewy.
And gumdrops are gooey.
And chocolate is charming to crunch.
That savory point, that sweet of your life, is clearly the best of the bunch.
Toot, sweets, toot, sweets. That savory fife,
that sweet of your life,
is clearly the best of the bunch.
Sweet,
tooth, sweet, the bonbon to go on at last has been found.
Merlin, your hair's cute that way.
Cute?
Oh, it's adorable. But how do you get it to stand up like that?
Well, the problem is getting it to stay down. You see, I was working in the lab with electricity and got a shock. Now, the charge is still in me that makes my hair stand up.
Isn't that marvelous?
And that's not the only result. In some peculiar way, the shock electrified my brain so I can hear people's thoughts.
Merlin, you're teasing.
No, I'm telling the truth.
Well, that's why they always call you a scrambled egghead.
They call him Merlin Jones, the scrambled egghead. Merlin Jones, the campus kook.
But my heart's swollen, I'm the girl in love with Merlin Jones.
Now, Merlin, no one can hear another person's thoughts.
I didn't want it to happen, it just did.
Well, I hope you're joking. I wouldn't like the idea of you eavesdropping on my thoughts.
Well, look, why don't you test me? Think of something you want me to do, and I'll do it.
Okay, I will. All right, Merlin, let's see if you can hear my thoughts. Sit down.
I'm sitting down.
Now stand up.
I'm standing up.
That's amazing. Now, Merlin, take my hand.
I'm holding your hand, and I'm going to kiss you.
Merlin, I didn't think that.
I know. That was my own idea.
Although I know his way out, rain is on cloud nine. His kisses make me wanna be as nice as Frankenstein.
Call him crazy, call him mad with eyeball overtones.
All I know is I got it bad for Mr. Merlin Jones.
Merlin, what's the matter?
Your hair is standing on end since I kissed you.
Well, don't explain it. Just undo it.
I don't know how. But you know something? doesn't look bad.
But do you mean that every time you kiss me, my hair is going to advertise to the world that I'm in love with Merlin Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, Merlin. Oh, well, I always wanted an instant stand-up hairdo. Love that Merlin Jones.
By like pendulum swings, delicate things, butterfly wings. Life is full of beautiful things, beautiful people too. Beautiful people like you.
Is it done? Are they gone? Am I alone? I'm alone. It's done. They're gone. I'm a genius. Charles, you are an unadulterated genius. You are an indisputably extraordinary. What was that? Not a thing. You're a fool. You are alone. And it begins. Careful, careful. Mustn't get excited. Mustn't overdo it. Softly. Tiptoe. You'll get used to it in no time. Look at it. Beautiful. What a place to live. What a place to write. I shall be inspired. I shall turn out elegies and sonnets, verses by the ton. At last I have a home and nobody will know. No one in the world. Nobody will know I'm here. I am free. I am free. Goodbye, my friends, and good riddance. Pardon while I disappear. Come see me soon in my hideaway. If you can find me, I'm here. Farewell, you blood-sucking landlords, pouring your threats in my ear. Good luck forever to you and yours. If you can find me, I'm here. And I'll stay cozily hiding by day. During the day I'll resign, waiting till you go away. But at nine, master of all I survey, everything gets to be mine to own, mine to use, mine to write all the poems I choose. All alone, only me and my muse, and 40 pianos and 10,000 shoes. Farewell, Neanderthal neighbors, swilling your pretzels and beer. Fair weather friends, will you miss me now? If you can find me, I'm here. Goodbye, despoilers of beauty. Ruin another career. When you wake up with one genius less, if you can find me, I'm here. And I'm free, free as a bird in a tree, free as the slippers I wear, free with a year's warranty, free as air, all of these products and me. All that I ask is a chair, the toast, books to read, light refreshment before I proceed, and a blazer or maybe a tweed, the barest essentials a poet would need. Live in your barbarous jungle, screaming for ways to get clear. When all the screaming has died away, come and visit my hideaway. I will be glad to provide a way. If you can find me, I'm here. I am here.
It happened on an island in an amusement park. It was sort of a lover's lane, I believe. Evidently a sordid atmosphere.
Miriam went there with two boys. They're the ones who found her, so they're not suspects. But you probably will be.
Young lady, there's no overlooking the fact that murder is at our doorstep, but I wish you wouldn't drag it into the living room.
Well, let's not fool ourselves. Police will say Guy wanted Miriam out of the way so he could marry Anne. The crime of this sort, the police first go after the husband anyway, and Guy had every motive.
Motive?
But she's right. Whichever way you look at it, well, I'm in a spot.
Oh, come now, my boy. I'm sure you've got nothing to worry about.
If he hasn't an alibi for 9:30 tonight, he has plenty to worry about.
9:30? I was on the train from New York to Washington.
There you are.
Who saw you? Did you speak to anyone? You'll need a witness.
Well, yes, I did speak to someone.
Someone you know?
No. His name was... Collins. He's a professor.
Harvard?
Delaware Tech.
Then everything's all right. Not quite. He'll still have to answer questions.
Routine, pure routine.
I'm afraid there'll be a lot of reporters at your front door in the morning.
Oh, Daddy doesn't mind a little scandal. He's a senator.
Dreadful business, dreadful. Poor, unfortunate girl.
She was a tramp.
She was a human being. Let me remind you that even the most unworthy of us has a right to life and the pursuit of happiness.
From what I hear, she pursued it in all directions.
Barbara.
If
Father, it's getting terribly late. Guy looks so tired.
Of course, of course. Back to bed, Barbara.
Well, you two, nothing stands in your way now. You can be married right away. Think of it. You're free.
One doesn't always have to say what one thinks.
Father, I am not a politician.
You won't forget that call, Guy. Captain Turley.
Yes, sir. Good night.
I still think it'd be wonderful to have a man love you so much he'd kill for you.
And that was Funeral March of a Marionette, also known as the theme music for the TV show Alfred Hitchcock Presents. And that was in honor of actor Norman Lloyd, who at age 106 passed away on May 11th. He starred in 1942 Saboteur and 1945 Spellbound, but it was also involved in his television show as producer from 1957 to 62, and even directed 19 episodes. And we also lost the legendary director's daughter Patricia at age 93 on August 9th. We heard her in a clip as Barbara Morton from one of her best roles she appeared in for her father in 1954's Strangers on a Train. The second half of 2021 had some huge losses from the television world, including Clarence Williams from The Mod Squad, Frank Bonner, who played a slimy salesman on WKRP in Cincinnati, and not to mention the huge losses from The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Besides Clarice Leachman, who passed away at the first part of the year, Gavin McLeod and Ed Asner passed away in May and August, respectively, and most recently, Betty Waite at the remarkable age of 99. We also lost Peter Scolari at age 66 in October, who was most known for his roles opposite Tom Hanks in Bosom Buddies and his six-year run on Newhart. And we lost two more members of the Night Court cast, Mac and Christine, this past summer when Charles Robinson and Marky Post passed away. And we'll close it all off with a clip honoring one of the most shocking deaths of last year, Norm Macdonald at age 61. We'll hear clips from his legendary 2008 roast of his Dirty Work director, Bob Saget, who also recently passed away much too soon at age 65 this year. But to start us all off, in honor of Michael Nesmith of the Monkees, who passed away December 10th at age 78, here's the theme for the popular TV show that aired in 1966. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, stay safe and take care.
Here we come, walking down the street. Get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the Monkees, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. I'll come and watch you sing and play. We're the young generation, and we got something to say.
Get with the Mod Squad. Two guys and a girl working a beat where regular cops could never go. New this fall on ABC Television.
Wondered.
Wondered whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Got kinda tired of packing and unpacking. Town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be. Just maybe think of me once in a while. Heading up that highway, leaving you behind. Hardest thing I ever had to do. Broke my heart in two, but baby, pay no mind. The price for finding me was losing you. Memories help me hide my lonesome feeling. Far away from you and feeling low. It's getting late, my friend, my love, I miss you so. Take good care of you, I've gotta go.
And every little movement you show it.
Love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have the time, why don't you take it?
You might just make it after all. La, la. You are most likely to succeed. You have the looks and charms, and girl, you know that is all you need. All the men around adore you. That sexy look that does wonders for you.
Love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have the time, why don't you take it?
You might just make it after. La 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 la. All the men around adore you. Oh, that sexy look will do wonders for you.
Love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have the time, why don't you take it?
You might just make it after.
Thank you. I said, I don't know how to do this stuff. He goes, just be shocking. And so luckily when he said shocking, I thought, oh, well, if I do the opposite. There was jokes that my dad had, when I was a kid, my dad, when I was starting comedy, he gave me a book. It was very touching. He gave me a book of that he had of jokes you say to people at their retirement parties.
Oh, really?
To help me with my stand-up. Yeah, so it was very touching.
Please welcome the incoherent Norm MacDonald.
John Stamos, I want to start with John Stamos, our esteemed roast master, John. Well, John has a reputation for being a bit of a swinger. Did you know instead of an umbilical cord, John was born with a bungee cord? And Cloris Leachman is here. Cloris? Cloris, if people say you're over the hill, don't believe them. Why, you'll never be over the hill, not in the car you drive. But now we come to Bob Saget. That's why we're all here. Bob? Bob, you have a lot of well-wishers here tonight, and a lot of them would like you to, would like to throw you down one, a well. They want to murder you in a well. Seems a little harsh, but apparently they want to murder you in a well. It says here on this card. Now, but Bob has a beautiful face like a flower. Yeah, cauliflower. No offense, but your face looks like a cauliflower. No, there are times when Bob has something on his mind, when he wears a hat. And Bob isn't the biggest sports fan. I don't think I'm telling any tales out of school. I took him to a ball game, and he came toting a double-barreled shotgun. You remember that? I said, what the H is that for? Bob said, I heard the Lions were playing the Tigers. You remember that?
Yeah.
Now, Bob is not a sports fan. He thinks that the Kentucky Derby is a hat and not a horse race that they race every year. Now, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. He's never bought Christmas seals. He told me he wouldn't know what to feed them. This concludes the joke. In all seriousness, Bob was the first comedian that I ever saw perform when I was a boy, live, and I loved him. But one thing that bonds us as comedians is we're bitter and jealous and we hate everyone else that has any success. But Bob, honestly, has never had an unkind word for anybody, and I love him, and I hope everybody else does, so I just want to say that. Thank you.